Nilqakom għal 21 program fis-sensiela ta' vjaġġi enċiklopedici. Program ta' tfittxija. Program ta' skoperta. Program li fih insibu affarijiet li konna nafu bihom, konniex nafu bihom, jew konna naħsbu li nafu li huma mod, u fil-proċess forsi nintebħu li huma wkoll mod ieħor. Jina l-programm ieħor fis-sensiela ta' vjaġġi enċiklopedici flimkien miegħi Tony Sant. Hawnhekk qed nippreżentaw affarijiet illi għandhom x'jaqsbu mal-enċiklopediji. Però minħabba li qegħdin fis-seklu 21 u issa kitħalna fit-tieni deċennju ta' dan is-seklu, l-enċiklopedija prinċipali hija l-Wikipedia. Il-Wikipedia hija enċiklopedija online u mibnija fuq ħames prinċipji bażiċi. Dawn huma magħrufa bħala il-ħames kolonni li fuqhom hija mibnija il-Wikipedia. L-ewwel, il-Wikipedia hija enċiklopedija. It-tieni, il-Wikipedia tħaddan perspettiva neutrali. It-tielet, il-Wikipedia hija ħielsa u b'xejn. Ir-raba', l-edituri tal-Wikipedia għandhom jirrispettaw lil xulxin u jikkomunikaw dejjem b'mod dinjetuż. Il-ħames, il-Wikipedia m'għandhiex ħafna regoli fissi. Apparti hekk, tajjeb ukoll li ngħidu illi il-Wikipedia hija enċiklopedija online miktuba b'madwar 300 lingwa, inkluż il-Malti. Il-verżjonijiet tal-Wikipedia b'lingwi varji mhux kollha huma żviluppati indas. Lingwi kbar għadhom ferm aktar tarif fihom minn dawk b'lingwi illi mhux mitkellma jew kellha mhux miktuba minn daqs ta' nies madwar id-dinja. Dan huwa il-każ tal-Malti s'intendi. It-tema tiegħi hija li permezz ta' din is-sensiela tal-programm ta' vjaġġi enċiklopedici, il-Wikipedija bil-Malti tkompli tittejjem. Din biċċa xogħol illi trid issir b'mod kollaborattiv. Int li qed tisma' lili nitkellem bħalissa, tista' tikkontribwixxi għat-titjib tal-Wikipedija sew bil-Malti kif ukoll b'lingwi oħra li taf jew jinteressaw. Tajjeb li ngħidilkom x'għandna preparat fil-programm tal-lum. Il-programm tal-lum huwa maqsum fit-tnejn. Fl-ewwel parti jiena se nkun qiegħed inlaqgħakom ma' xi ħadd illi qiegħed jgħinni fil-vjaġġ enċiklopediku tiegħi. Xi ħadd illi jew storikament jew inkella attwalment jew forsi anke il-qudiem għeni jew qed jgħinni jew se jkun qed jgħinni biex nimraħ f'din id-dinja enċiklopedika. Xi drabi dawn se jkunu nies li nafu, drabi oħra se jkunu nies li għadni għażilqajt magħhom. Tista' anke tkun int kif jgħidu. Imma ħafna drabi dawn se jkunu nies li b'xi mod jew ieħor huma attivi jew f'din il-tfittxija personali tiegħi jew inkella fid-dinja enċiklopedika b'xi mod jew ieħor b'mod partikolari kif din torbot mal-Wikipedia. Fit-tieni parti mbagħad namlu tfittxija partikolari illi b'xi mod jew ieħor torbot ma' dak illi niltaqgħu miegħu fl-ewwel parti. Leħar darba li ltqajna għal dawn il-vjaġġi enċiklopedici, il-mistedenti għaj kien John Cummings, il-juwa il-wikipedista residenti mal-UNESCO f'Pariġi. Miaw tkellimna fit-tul dwar diversi affarijiet, imma b'mod partikolari naħseb li iffokajna fuq l-użu tal-lingwa u il-multilingwizmu mod li iltqajna miegħu drabi oħra f'din is-sensiela ta' programmi. Illum xtaqt li inkompli bit-tieni parti ta' din it-taħdita tiegħi ma' John Cummings u se nibda billi insemmakom parti minn dak illi qalilna l-aħħar darba u anke nibda billi inħalli l-istess ngħidilkom kif introduċejtu l-aħħar darba il-iltqajna. F'dan il-vjaġġi enċiklopediċi kellna l-opportunità niltaqgħu ma' diversi tipi ta' nies u anke nies minn diversi pajjiżi madwar id-dinja. Illum xtaqt li inlaqa dawn iż-żewġ ideat, jiġifieri l-idea li niltaqgħu ma' diversi tipi ta' nies u li niltaqgħu ma' nies minn diversi pajjiżi f'persuna waħda. Il-raġuni li qed ngħid dan hija li d-diversi tipi ta' nies illi ltqajna magħhom prattikament kollha għandhom komuni bejnietom l-użu ta' l-enċiklopediji u b'mod partikolari l-użu ta' l-enċiklopedija online illi hija il-Wikipedia. Xi drabi tkellimna dwar il-Wikipedija bil-Malti jiġifieri. U ħafna drabi oħra tkellimna dwar il-Wikipedia f'diversi lingwi oħra illi mhumiex il-Malti. Illum se nġibuhom kollha flimkien billi niltaqgħu ma' xi ħadd illi l-interess tiegħu huwa propju fil-lingwi kollha tad-dinja. U qiegħed ngħid hekk għalfatt illi huwa jorbot ukoll mal-pajjiżi kollha tad-dinja. Forsi tgħidu li kif jista' jkun dan? Dan huwa possibbli b'mod sempliċi imma fl-istess ħin kumpless ħafna billi il-mistieden tagħna llum huwa xi ħadd illi għal dawn l-aħħar ħames snin ħadem mill-qrib ħafna u direttament ġu organizzazzjonijiet tan-Nazzjonijiet Uniti. B'mod partikolari huwa assoċjat bħala dak li jissejjaħ Wikipedia in Residence ma l-organizzazzjoni tan-Nazzjonijiet Uniti illi magħrufa bħala l-UNESCO. Ħa nagħmel kif qiegħed nagħmel kważi dejjem issa f'din it-tieni sensiela ta' dawn il-vjaġġi enċiklopediċi illi nħalli lilu jintroduċi lilu nnifsu u jgħidilna aktar dwar dan illi qiegħed nipprova naqsam magħkom f'din l-introduzzjoni għat-taħdita tiegħi miegħu.
My name is John Cummings. My current job title is Wikipedian in Residence for UNESCO. But actually, I work across the UN system. So I work to help UN organizations share their knowledge on Wikipedia and other Wikimedia projects. The UN is a very large set of organizations with a huge amount of knowledge. And it also has thousands and thousands of partner organizations who are experts in their field. And my job is to try and get that expert knowledge into Wikipedia. So both in terms of practically how you do it, but also setting up the kind of infrastructure in Wikipedia to allow large organizations to share a lot of knowledge within Wikipedia. That can be things like documentation or tools, that kind of thing, but it's also about building the personal relationships between the individuals within the UN and really building the trust about open licenses and like the value of sharing information on Wikipedia, which can be seen in different ways by different people. Some people like people intuitively understand that it's important because they know of a large user base, even though they maybe can't quantify it in terms of like how many billion views a month. But at the same time, it's unlike traditional publishing where it's one person's voice. It's a person who's a voice of authority. It's one way publishing. So it's like, here is the book we published. So the UN's publishing The way the UN talks to the public is generally through social media, which is very short messages, and publications, which can be hundreds and hundreds of pages long. So the way that I think about it is Wikipedia is a bit of a middle ground. So it's a bit longer than the social, it's a bit longer than the tweet, but it's not as long as a giant book. And I think that the UN organizations generally act as what they call as global observatories. So they collate information from all around the world together. So they're basically doing a similar thing to what Wikipedia does in terms of bringing together information from lots of different sources, summarizing and making it accessible to a general audience. So that the way they write generally is for general audience. And then not a lot of people read it. So a concrete example of this is the World Bank did a study. This is about 5 years ago, I think. And they found, you can look, I think there's like a Washington Post article or this or something. The World Bank did a study and they found a third of their publications had never been read, so never been downloaded. 13 or 14%, something like that, had been downloaded over 250 times.
Okay, I'm saying on Channel 7. Illi nitkellmu dwar il-ħidma illi jagħmel John Cummings man-Nazzjonijiet Uniti b'mod partikolari permezz ta' xogħol tiegħu mal-UNESCO, ma xtaqx illi naqbdu dwar dan is-suġġett qabel ma nsiru nafuh ftit aħjar ilu. U biex insiru nafuh ftit aħjar se nagħmlu dak illi nagħmlu jista' tgħid anke regolarment ma' ħafna min mistidna li konna f'din is-sensiela ta' vjaġġi enċiklopediċi. Fejn naraw daqsxejn x'inhu huwa l-vjaġġ personali tal-mistieden tagħna. U dana itina anke ħiel lejn kif dak li jkun, fil-każ tal-lum, John Cummings, orop ukoll biex jibda l-interess tiegħu fil-Wikipedia anke billi naraw x'inhu huwa l-interess tiegħu anke fl-erf ġenerali.
My experience and interest in open knowledge started in a quite practical way. So I went to art school after I finished my high school. I went to art school thinking, not really understanding the British education system, thinking, oh, it's okay, I love like science as well, I'll just be able to pick that up later on, that's fine. So I went to university to do a fine art degree, and that was fine. And I had a nice time with the people I was did it with. And then afterwards, I thought, okay, that was fun, but it's not what I want to do forever. I'd like to go and study science. I'd like to study environmental science, for instance. And I found that a transition between fine art and environmental science in terms of like starting learning was extremely difficult. So the getting A levels, which is the like higher qualification in the UK, getting A levels as an adult is really hard. Like it just, there's no real path to it. And I started doing some courses with the Open University, which was the kind of distance learning organization, a distance learning university in the UK. But it was extremely difficult. And I really became like very frustrated by this. Like, I clearly wanted to do this thing. I thought I was able to do it. But this gap in terms of like access to the information, access to being able to learn it was very frustrating. And this was around the time that in the UK we started to have very expensive tuition fees. And so that was a really practical kind of blocker for me, was I don't have £9,000, so you can give me some textbooks. That wasn't a thing that I could do. So I started working in education. So I started working in schools. I worked as a teaching assistant in a primary school. I also worked in an art therapy center and a children's hospital. And I that was great, but it didn't really, I felt like working on, how can I say this, providing equal access to education felt very important, both as a practical need for myself, but also as an experience, as an experience like this lack of access, as like a white man who's already got a degree, who's like in a very good position to try and make the system work for myself, I still couldn't do it. And that felt like a very bad way of doing things.
Partikolari ħafna dan ir-rakkont ta' John Cummings Onekka dwar kif huwa jkellu dan l-interess anke fix-xjenza wara t-taħriġ tiegħu fil-qasam tal-arti. U allura ma jistax jonqos illi dan huwa xi ħaġa illi possibilment anke resqitu eventwalment lejn il-Wikipedia. Ma biex naraw sewwa sew jekk dan u x minnu billi inħallu lilu stess ikompli r-rakkonta.
I wasn't naturally attracted to Wikipedia as the solution to that. I think that Wikipedia isn't the solution to that, it's part of the strategy. So, like, you don't become a doctor by reading the medical dictionary. There's more to it than that. And I think that... So I kind of started working with Wikipedia by accident. So I had a friend who owned a bookshop in Bristol, where I used to live. And his bookshop was right opposite the university. And this was when TED had first started, so the like online talk things. And they just started doing this thing called TEDx, which you could host your own TED conference. And he had a bookshop, and we thought, okay, we'll run it in the bookshop. And so we set a date in August, and we sent out invites to people to come, and we sent out invites to professors from the university to come talk about their work. And you may have noticed I said August, and all the professors were on holiday, and we cancelled the event, and we never emailed TED ever again, and we just ignored all the emails, and pretended nothing had happened. So a year later, we got an email from TED saying, hey, this other person wants to run TEDx Bristol. So only one person can hold the license for the event. And so we were like, yeah, of course, please take it. We are thoroughly embarrassed about this whole thing. Please take it. And as a way of saying thank you for giving us the license for TEDx Bristol, they gave us two tickets to the event. And I went, and it was very exciting. And it was a proper thing, proper conference with like 200 people. And there was like live music and everything by like a famous musician. And one of the talks that I think it was actually the last talk of the day was a talk about Wikipedia. And it was a talk about doing a Wikipedia project in a museum. So encouraging people to write about the objects in the museum and then putting up these little QR codes around the museum to kind of scan the code and get the information in the person's language, the phone, and knows which language to give it in. And I was really interested by this. I didn't make the connection between free information. I grew up watching Star Trek, and I was like, oh, that's a tricorder. That's a tricorder from Star Trek. I want to do that. So I went up to the guy afterwards who'd done the talk, and I was like, that was super interesting. Thinking Wikipedia was a company, I went up to them afterwards and said, oh, that was really interesting. I come from a town with like it's very old. We have like lots of old buildings. You could do that project outside. And they said, you don't know how Wikipedia works. It's a group of volunteers. There's a couple of small charities. You should go and do it, and I'll help you. I kind of started doing Wikipedia stuff through outreach. I met the people in my town who were the town council and the local history society, and I said, I'd like to do this project with you. And they all instantly said yes without much convincing, which is very kind of them, and very trusting. And I didn't really know how to write Wikipedia then, so I was kind of learning and then teaching at the same time, which is not a good model really. So we wrote about buildings and people in the town, and then we put up QR codes around the town, and that became a project called Monmouthpedia, which was the kind of like the first time we'd really done QR codes outside linked to Wikipedia. Yeah, so that's kind of like my first project.
L-ħar darba il-lilt għajna ma' John Cummings, jena kontattilkom illi eventualment nitkellmu aktar dwar din l-idea tal-QRpedia. Imma illum mhuwiex dwar dan illi sankomplu niffokaw. Sankompli biex ngħaddi anka għal affarijiet oħra illi għalilna John Cummings illi ma smajnihomx l-ħar darba il-lilt għajna miegħu. Imma qabel nagħmel dan, xtaqtu kol illi nerġan semmakom il-vizjoni tijaw għal-futur tal-Wikipedia fil-dinja.
I started working with Wikipedia because of a kind of practical understanding of lack of access to education. In the last kind of 5 years or so, especially working within the UN system, who were like you're constantly interacting with these larger problems in the world. I feel like we often use this analogy of Wikipedia being a library. And, you know, we're writing the books, which is not a thing a library does, but, you know, we're writing the books, we're kind of thinking about the shelving and where all the books go, and we're very happy because we've got lots of people coming in the library and reading the books. But what we're not talking about is it's the library on the Titanic. The world is not going well. I feel like maybe this analogy about Wikipedia being the library on the Titanic feels a little bit amateur dramatics or something. It feels a little bit over the top. But we talk a lot about big tech companies like Twitter and Facebook and, you know, Instagram and Google. And I feel like there's something in there for Wikipedia as well. Like Wikipedia is the most read reference source in the world, like 15 to 20 billion page views a month. Like, I feel like there's something in there around having that audience and having that, I don't want to call it power, but like influence maybe or something. I don't know what the right word is for that. How do we understand and provide the knowledge the world needs in a way that helps people improve their lives and also works towards these like larger goals? And, you know, the UN has the Sustainable Development Goals, which is one model. Personally, I don't feel like that's a complete description of all the big problems. And it's a political model created by through a political process. But I think there is a huge opportunity for for Wikipedia to really step into that role as rather than Wikimedia, kind of from habit, because I talk to people externally a lot, kind of need that people are coming to Wikipedia to fulfill, and I don't think that's happening a lot. I think for some topics it works, but there are so many topics on Wikipedia that just aren't there, that are very important in the world. So as an example of the audience, in May this year, 1 million people came to the coronavirus article on English Wikipedia every day, looking to Wikipedia for an understanding of this thing that was like disrupting their lives. And that hasn't really gone away. People are still reading about coronavirus a lot on Wikipedia. And there's been some studies that have shown, they found that around half of people were uncomfortable with the idea of taking a coronavirus vaccination. And that's similarly true in France, where, you know, I've lived for the last 5 years. And that feels like a really big problem. And the problem is based on lack of or bad information. And I feel like Wikipedia does the guys in Wikimedia Medicine, and I use guys as like a non-gendered term, I think that they've done an incredibly good job about providing kind of, how can I say this? Good quality information around that issue. But there are so many issues on Wikipedia where the information is either like very small or doesn't exist. Yeah, that's enough. I don't know. I don't know how to say that in a less like sanctimonious way.
Unwa fejnaddu għal xi ħaġa ġdida illi ma smajniex id-darba l-oħra minn John Cummings. Bil-fatt se jkompli jelabora dwar din il-viżjoni għal futur u anke dwar il-politika ta' dak illi huwa l-erf ġenerali imma il-verità u il-fatti u kif wieħed jaċċessonda u jarhom bħala xi ħaġa illi hija problema pjuttost strutturali.
Yeah. I think there's a structural issue in here as well around Wikipedia is free to access. Whereas most scientific journals, many newspapers, other sources of good quality information, you have to pay for. All the lies are free, obviously. You know, if you want to read lies on Facebook or whatever, you can read them all day for free. But these good quality sources are often behind paywalls, which isn't like, you know, I mean, it's not fair, but also it doesn't work on a practical level of providing the public an education around these really important things. And I feel like Wikipedia is the kind of way that the public can get to this good quality information. It's a really popular way of getting this information from behind paywall, liberating this information from behind paywalls into something that's publicly accessible and where people are looking. So I talked before about this idea of people, the publications the UN and others produce not being very read. The issue isn't necessarily the information being not public. It's just a big jumble. So the information you might want might be on page 300 of a PDF. And that doesn't really help you.
U flimkien ma dan il-mod, intern kważi kif inħarsu l-ġewwa lejn kif topera l-Wikipedia, John Cummings jgħinna wkoll biex inħarsu l-barra, inħarsu lil-in mill-Wikipedisti, lil-in anke minn dawk it-tipi ta' edituri li forsi saru ħajdu hekk kważi awtomatikament l-edituri tal-Wikipedia f'dawn l-aħħar 20 sena.
And I think that's what part of the reason that I kind of work on outreach and work on working with these organizations is Wikipedians as a group of people can't do this all themselves. I think that's both in a practical sense, but also in a kind of philosophical sense or something. This is a statistic from a few years ago, but 80 to 90% of Wikipedia contributors are men, mostly from the global north. I don't know if this is still true, but a few years ago, there were more contributors in the Netherlands than the whole of Africa. I think it's a real issue. I guess that a very practical way of describing this is, so on Wikipedia, on articles about space, we have photos from NASA, you know, from the Hubble Space Telescope. And that's something we have to rely on an external organization for. I mean, like, Wikipedians as a whole aren't going to crowdsource a multi-billion dollar satellite to take photos of space. And I think that there's I think you could make a similar argument with text information, like the knowledge that exists within Wikipedia as well.
U madan kollu, tajjeb illi nżidu wkoll punti uħor illi għam drabi oħra f'din is-sensjela ta' programmi ta' vjaġġi enċiklopediċi fejn inħarsu lejn il-Wikipedia mill-perspettiva tal-ġeneri, ġifieri kemm hemm irġiel u kemm hemm nisa involuti fih u x'inhi hija din il-differenza bejn il-ġeneri partikolari. Imma jisimgħu propju lil John Cummings jitkellem dwar ta' nis-suġġett.
One small extra bit that I think is important is something around, as well as 80 to 90% of Wikipedia contributors being men, that's also reflected in the number of Wikipedia articles about women on Wikipedia. So on English Wikipedia, I think it's only around 14 or 15% of Wikipedia articles, which are biographies, are about women. And the one of the issues with that is knowing who's missing from Wikipedia. So I think that, how can I say this? Like, who knows who's missing from Wikipedia? I think that working with external organizations is a really effective way of mapping the gaps in Wikipedia. So, yeah, like, this doesn't have to be just, you know, isn't just limited to biographies of women. It can be any topic on Wikipedia. So I've done a couple of I did a little workshop at a conference with educators on sexual health and sexual education in general. And in about 20 minutes, we came up with 400 topics that weren't in Wikipedia already that they thought should be.
Unisma l-John Cummings jirrakonta dawn l-affarijiet, jiġini anka kurzita mel-ġdid nisma aktar dwar ir-rwol tiegħu bħala l-Wikipedista residenti mal-UNESCO f'Pariġi. U allura tlabtu wkoll illi jgħidilna naqra aktar dwar dan u isimgħu daqsxejn dan il-klim għax naħseb illi fih wieħed xi xtar sew.
My, I guess, route to working at UNESCO was a little bit convoluted. So after I'd done the project in Monmouth, I did some other things around like community projects and with Wikipedia. And then there was a job opening for a Wikipedian in residence at the Science Museum and Natural History Museum in London. And this is really like, this was where I was trying to get to when I was kind of frustrated about learning about some environmental science before. And I applied for the job and I got it, and I really like, it was such a steep learning curve, like working with these two very large institutions. They have millions of visitors a year. Half the visitors don't speak English as a first language, so there's a huge audience in many different languages who are there, who are coming. Natural History Museum and the Science Museum both have millions and millions of objects in their collection. It's such a kind of rich resource for Wikipedia. And natural science and other sciences are such well-read areas of Wikipedia, kind of universally, not just in English. And so what I did as a Wikipedian residence then was try to put several different models of kind of sharing their knowledge on Wikipedia. Most of them try things and often they don't work. So I mainly focus on helping them share their content under an open license. I'll speak more about maybe the Natural History Museum, because that's where I spent most of my time. So they have a collection of millions and millions of specimens, and many of them are something called type specimens, which is the actual moth or whatever it is. That's the kind of individual specimen that describes the species. So I worked with them on helping them adopt open licenses, and now they have a open license where they can share their content on Wikipedia. And I guess that through that, I understood that a Wikipedian in residence is like a bridge between two communities. So they're almost, I don't know if translator is quite the word. It's partially translator. It's partially like tour guide. It's partially like ambassador or something. That sounds very fancy. It's like a person. Yeah. And it's like a person who can wear both hats. So when you hang out with your Wikipedia friends, you're like the person from that museum And when you're at the museum, you're the person from Wikipedia. There's a bridge, and you kind of try and help these two kind of worlds work with each other and talk to each other. And you also try and build that bridge across between them so that when you're not there anymore, they can still work together. There's kind of enough institutional knowledge and documented knowledge in both groups that they can kind of continue working together after the Wikipedian in residence position finishes. Most Wikipedian in residence positions are not permanent, although a couple are. Generally, they're for like 6 months or a year or 2 years. They're generally shorter term. And we kind of, I would say we build proof that working together is valuable. And then I said kind of the infrastructure to help that continue afterwards.
Ullin mill-anfas strutturali jena jinteressani wkoll l-individwu. L-individwu f'dan il-każ l-mistieden tagħna llum, John Cummings, mhux bħala Wikipedista residenti jew mal-UNESCO jew inkella anke ma' dawn il-mużewijiet li semma fiċ-ċentru ta' Londra. Imma u xi jasal li jitgħallem minn dan kollu?
I mean, I guess one of the things I've learned, especially like working in the UN system, is while they are kind of like very like formal and kind of fancy organizations, like they feel very kind of prestigious, actually works. It kind of works on personal relationships. So, and it works on trust. So I think that I've been able to work with a lot of parts of the UN. They've seen the value of working in Wikipedia, but they also see Wikipedia not as a website, not only as a website, but like there's a physical person you can go and talk to, and they'll tell you stuff and tell you how to do things. And I think that's like being like face of Wikipedia is not what I mean. I guess it's like not a website that is, it's like the, I guess I would say that I'm like the customer service department or something. Yeah. And I think like that kind of, how can I say this? That kind of building the personal relationships and trust is super important. And it's not, it doesn't, this term Wikipedia in residence sounds quite formal, but it's actually the same if you're doing like a project over a weekend with your like local museum, or if you're doing something much longer term like I am. I think the kind of role and the valuable are the same. I think, like, you don't need the title Wikipedia in Residence to do this work. And it's like you can just go and start doing it. Just act as a bridge between these two worlds. There's no formal training for this. There's no, like, you know, you don't have to have a special hat or a badge or anything. And I guess one thing I'd also add is like knowing how to contribute to Wikipedia within Wikipedia. But actually, it's an incredibly rare and like quite complex set of skills that people in external organizations are very appreciative of. It's only when you start working with people who don't know how Wikipedia works that you realize how much you know about how Wikipedia works. I think one thing I'd say around this is like the readers of Wikipedia are why Wikipedia is important. Because if we were just writing this thing and no one read it, it wouldn't have the value it has. Wikipedia has value because people read it and then use that knowledge for something. They use that knowledge to kind of enrich their lives, and they're able to do and know things that they weren't before. I guess I want to get across that while some people spend a lot of time working with Wikipedia, actually, a lot of the value comes from people just contributing to Wikipedia once or twice. It doesn't have to be this obsession, this full-time thing.
U dan, fi glimiħor, u għadak illi najtin kważi regolarment f'din is-sensi ta' vjaġġi enċiklopediċi illi mana f'dan li qiegħed isir hawnhekk tista' tkun int. Iva int illi qed tisma' lili nitkellem bħalissa, inti tista' wkoll tikkontribwixxi biex il-Wikipedia bliema lingwa tażel int jew inkella il-Wikipedia bil-Malti tittejjeb u tkun enċiklopedija online aħjar mill-liħi. Ma John Cummings se nifqu hawnhekk, imma is-suġġett illi jorbot sew mal-Wikipedisti residenti kif ukoll mal-ħidma fih dan il-UNESCO ma jiqafx hawnhekk u dwar dan tisimgħu aktar f'din is-sensiela ta' vjaġġi enċiklopediċi. Il-tqajna darbtejn ma' John Cummings, il-Wikipedista residenti tal-UNESCO f'Pariġi, xera illi issa anka nanglu il-vjaġġ tagħna enċiklopediku illi fih imorru nfittxu fil-Wikipedia bil-Malti għal dik illi possibilment hija l-aktar inizjattiva magħrufa ta' din l-organizzazzjoni imsejħa UNESCO. U hawnhekk qed nirreferi għal programm illi jorbot fih siti ta' Wirt Dinji. L-idea ta' sit ta' Wirt Dinji hija xi ħaġa li f'Malta ilna familjari magħha mill-inqas sa mill-1980 meta il-Belt Kapitali tagħna, ġifieri il-Belt Valletta, kienet iddikjarata bħala wieħed minn dawn is-siti ta' Wirt Dinji propju mill-UNESCO. Jiena mhux sammur infittex nara x'hemm dwar il-Belt Valletta llum fil-Wikipedia bil-Malti jew inkella anka fil-Wikipedia b'xi lingwa oħra. Naka forsi konna ċans anke nagħmluh f'edizzjoni oħra ta' din is-sensiela ta' programmi ta' vjaġġi enċiklopediċi. Li se nagħmel illum huwa illi se naqsam magħkom artiklu illi tfaċċa relativament reċentament fil-Wikipedia bil-Malti illi jeżisti biss mill-24 ta' Jannar ta' din is-sena l-2021 artiklu illi jismu preċiżament Sit ta' Wirt Dinji. U allura kif wieħed jistenna f'artiklu li jismu Sit ta' Wirt Dinji, hemm kitba dwar x'inhu Sit ta' Wirt Dinji u ossija propju dan il-programm tal-UNESCO illi għadni kemm semmejt u illi anke aħna familjari miegħu kif għadna minħabba din l-idea tal-Belt Kapitali, il-Belt Valletta. U mill-ġdid, waħda mill-ewwel affarijiet illi jolqtuni immedjatament huwa l-ammont ta' lingwi li aħjar l-ammont ta' Wikipedia b'lingwi differenti illi fih insibu artiklu propju dwar dan il-programm ta' UNESCO dwar is-siti ta' Wirt Dinji. U biex ikunu preċiż, tal-anqas meta qed nirrekordja din it-taħdita li qed tisma' inti bħalissa, hemm 135 lingwa tal-Wikipedia illi għandha artiklu dwar dan is-suġġett. Jiena se naqralkom issa silta minnu dan l-artiklu, minix se naqrah kollu għalfatt li huwa artiklu twil, artiklu tajjeb, artiklu tradott fil-parti l-kbira tiegħu mill-verżjoni bl-Ingliż, imma apparti l-introduzzjoni biex anke nieħdu idea ta' x'inhu dan il-programm, naħseb illi jkun xiera wkoll illi naraw ftit x'inhuma il-kriterji tal-għażla. Imma biex nibdew, hawn huwa x'hawn miktub fil-paragrafu introduttorju fl-artiklu tal-Wikipedija bil-Malti dwar sit ta' Wirt Dinji. Sit ta' Wirt Dinji, l-isem uffiċjali kif jidher fuq il-plakka ta' siti ta' Wirt Dinji f'Malta Għawdex, huwa sit ikoniku jew zona bi protezzjoni legali ta' konvenzjoni internazzjonali amministrata mill-Organizzazzjoni ta' Nazzjonijiet Uniti għall-Edukazzjoni, ix-Xjenza u l-Kultura, il-UNESCO. Is-siti ta' Wirt Dinji jiġu designjati mill-UNESCO tali ikunu sinifikanti kulturalment, storikament, xjentifikament jew għal xi mod ieħor. Is-siti jiġu ġġudikati bħala wirt kulturali u naturali madwar id-dinja ta' varur straordinarju għall-umanità. Sabiex sit jintażel bħala sit ta' Wirt Dinji, irrid xi mod ikun sit ikoniku uniku, li jkun identifikabli ġeografikament u storikament, u jkollu xi karatteristika speċjali sinifikanti kulturalment jew fiżikament. Per eżempju, is-siti ta' Wirt Dinji jistgħu jkunu fdalijiet antiki jew strutturi storiċi binjiet bliet fl-1978 Quinto, l-Ekwador u Krakovja, il-Polonja kienu l-ewwel żewġ bliet sħaħ illi ġew iddikjerati bħala siti tal-Wirt Dinji tal-UNESCO propju sentejn qabel ma ġiet iddikjerata il-Belt Kapitali ta' Malta, Valletta, deserti, foresti, gżejjer, laghi, monumenti, montagni jew żoni b'natura selvaġġa. Hawnhekk għatajjeb illi nagħmel kumment żgħir illi naturalment dan l-artiklu mhuwiex miktub biex jiġi moqri fuq ir-radju kif qiegħed nagħmel jiena bħalissa. Imma huwa miktub biex wieħed jaqraħ, naturalment stampat anke jekk fuq screen ta' computer jew inkella ta' mobile jew ta' tablet. Sit ta' Wirt Dinji jista' jirrepreżenta kisba notevoli tal-umanità u jservi bħala evidenza tal-istorja intellettuali tagħna fid-dinja jew ikun post ta' ġmiel naturali kbir. Minn Ġunju 2020 jeżistu 1121 sit ta' Wirt Dinji, 869 sit kulturali, 213 il-sit naturali u 39 sit imħalla, jiġifieri jkun hemm kulturali kif ukoll naturali. U dawn f-167 pajjiż. Iċ-Ċina u l-Italja għandhom 55 sit kull wieħed, huma l-pajjiżi bl-akbar ammont ta' siti ta' Wirt Dinji. Iħsib wara siti huwa li jiġu konservati għal posterità, għaliex inkella jissograw iġarbu xi ħsara mill-aċċess mhux sorveljat, mhux kontrolljat jew mhux ristrett tal-annimali jew tal-bniedem, jew ikunu medda minħabba mxi negliġenza amministrattiva lokali. Is-siti jiġu demarkati mill-UNESCO bħala żoni protetti. Il-lista ta' siti joħsiba il-programm tal-Wirt Dinji amministrat mill-Kumitat għall-Wirt Dinji tal-UNESCO. Dan huwa magħmul minn 21 stat membru illi jiġu eletti mill-Assemblea Ġenerali tagħhom. Il-programm jikkataloga, jelenka u jikkonserva siti ta' importanza kulturali jew naturali straordinarja għall-kultura u għall-wirt komuni tal-umanità. Il-programm ingħata bidu mill-Konvenzjoni dwar il-protezzjoni tal-wirt kulturali u naturali dinji, li ġiet adottata mill-Konferenza Ġenerali tal-UNESCO fis-16 ta' Novembru tal-1972. Minn dak iż-żmien l-hawn, 193 stat membru ratifikaw il-konvenzjoni li titqis bħala wieħed mill-aktar ftehimiet internazzjonali rikonoxxuti l-aktar madwar id-dinja u bħala wieħed mill-aktar programmi kulturali popolari fid-dinja. Dawn l-istati membri huma maqsuma f'ħames żoni u reġjuni tad-dinja: l-Afrika, l-Istati Arab, l-Asja u l-Paċifiku, l-Ewropa u l-Amerika ta' fuq, u l-Amerika Latina u l-Karibew. Hawnhekk jiena mhux se nkompli naqra dan l-artiklu kif qed ngħidilkom, anke għax dan huwa suġġett tassew interessanti u sabiħ li wieħed imur anka fil-Wikipedia bil-Malti, ifittxu, isibu u joqgħod jara anka flimkien ma' ritratti tassew sbieħ, per eżempju, tal-belt antika ta' Dubrovnik fil-Kroazja, ta' Xemx, per eżempju, tila Fangor fil-Kambodja. Jew inkella anka il-lapida li hemm fid-daħla tal-Belt Valletta, l-iskrizzjoni dwar meta tniżlet bħala sit tal-Wirdini mill-UNESCO. Dan apparti il-numru sabiħ anka ta' ħolo oħra illi hemm għal paġni oħra fil-Wikipedia stess. Wieħed jista' jaqra wkoll dan l-artiklu b'diversi lingwi oħra. Kif għadna minn dawn il-lingwi hemm 135, anke jekk il-verżjoni bil-Malti hija tassew soddisfaċenti wkoll ngħid. L-artiklu fih 8 taqsimiet kollox li jinkludu anke ir-referenzi. L-ewwel taqsima hija dwar l-istorja, l-oriġini u l-konvenzjoni u l-isfond, anke hawnhekk smajna xi ħaġa ħafifa dwarhom f'din l-introduzzjoni, hemm ukoll l-objettivi u r-riżultati pożittivi li ħarġu minn dan il-programm, il-proċess ta' nominazzjoni, u mbagħad hemm ukoll il-kriterji tal-għażla li qed tilkom anke illi se naqralkom fuq biex anke nieħdu idea ta' kif aħjar jintażlu dawn is-siti ta' wirt kulturali. Hemm ukoll taqsima dar estensjonijiet u modifiki oħra kif ukoll sit ta' Wirdini f'periklu. Is-sotto taqsima jew it-taqsima illi hemm lejn l-aħħar ta' dan l-artiklu hija dwar il-kritika għal dan il-programm, imma wkoll nispiċċaw numru sabiħ ta' referenzi, hawn 37 referenza u allura dan mhuwiex xi artikli u lija huwa bbażat biss fuq sors wieħed jew inkella xi ngħatu uffiċjalment mill-UNESCO. U tantu hekk illi kif għadna l-aħħar taqsiba hija propju dwar il-kritika għal dan il-programm. It-taqsima dwar il-kriterji ta' għażla fiha dan il-kliem. Sal 2004 kien hemm 6 kriterji għal wirt kulturali u 4 għal wirt naturali. Fl-1905 dan ġie modifikat u issa hemm 7 wieħed biss ta' 10 kriterji. Is-siti li jiġu nominati jridu kollhom valur universali straordinarju u jridu jissodisfaw tamil-lanqas wieħed mill-10 kriterji. L-unika eċċezzjoni huwa l-kriterju numru 6 li l-Kumitat għall-Wirdini jisilli preferibilment għandu jkun kombinat ma' xi kriterju ieħor. Dawn il-kriterji ġew immodifikati jew emendati diversi drabi minn mindu tfasslu iżda l-10 kriterji attwali huma dawn li ġejjin. Rappreżentazzjoni ta' kapolavur frott il-kreattività tal-bniedem. It-tieni: wirja ta' skambju importanti ta' valuri umani tul periodu ta' żmien jew fiħdan żona kulturali fid-dinja dwar l-iżvilupp fl-arkitettura jew teknoloġija, l-arti monumentali, l-ippjanar tal-ibliet jew id-disin tal-pajsaġġ. It-tielet: xhieda unika jew minn tal-anqas eċċezzjonali ta' tradizzjoni kulturali jew ta' ċivilizzazzjoni illi għada ħajja jew liha. Ir-raba: eżempju straordinarju ta' tip ta' bini, ta' grupp ta' siti jew ta' pajsaġġ arkitettoniku jew teknoloġiku illi joħroġ fid-der studju jew studji sinifikanti fl-istorja ħames. Eżempju straordinarju ta' insedjament uman tradizzjonali, ta' użu tal-art jew ta' użu tal-bahar li rappreżenta kultura jew kulturi jew interazzjonijiet umani mal-ambjent, speċjalment meta jkun sar vulnerabbli minħabba l-impatt ta' bidla irreversabbli. Is-sitta: assoċjazzjoni diretta jew tanġibli ma' avvenimenti jew ma' tradizzjonijiet ħajjin, ma' idejat jew ma' twemmin, jew ma' xogħlijiet artistiċi jew letterari ta' valur universali straordinarju. Is-seba': post fejn iseħħu fenomeni naturali tal-għaġeb, jew fejn hemm żoni ta' ġmil naturali u ta' importanza estetika eċċezzjonali. it-tminja. Eżempju straordinarju li rappresenta stadji importanti tal-istorja tad-dinja, inkluż it-trapass tal-ħajja, il-proċessi ġeoloġiċi kontinwi sinifikanti fl-iżvilupp ta' tipi differenti ta' art, jew il-karatteristiċi ġeomorfiċi jew fizjografiċi sinifikanti. Id-disa. Eżempju straordinarju li rappresenta proċessi ekoloġiċi u biologiċi kontinwi sinifikanti fl-evoluzzjoni u fl-iżvilupp ta' ekosistemi u ta' komunitajiet ta' pjanti u ta' annimali terrestri tal-il-maħelu, kostali u tal-bar. U l-għaxar kriterju, post fejn hemm l-aktar habitats naturali importanti u sinifikanti għal-konservazzjoni fil-post ta' diversità biologika, inkluż fejn hemm speċijiet medda ta' valur universali straordinarju mill-perspettiva ta' xjenza jew tal-konservazzjoni. U b'dan il-kriterji nistgħu nifquqgħu, imma ibqgħu ċerti illi twardan is-suġġett se nkomplu darbora. Sallin l-artiklu dwar is-siti ta' Wirt Dinji bil-UNESCO fil-Wikipedia bil-Malti għandna ġiena f'tmiem il-21 program fis-sensiela ta' Vjaġġi Enċiklopediċi. Flimkien miegħi Tony Sant. Jiena nirringrazzja l-mistieden li kellna llum illi kien John Cummings, il-Wikipedista residenti mal-UNESCO f'Pariġi. Kismajna il-ħidma tiegħu torbot ukoll ma' dak li qed sir f'pajjiżna mill-Wikimedia Community Malta. Jek tridu ssiru tafu aktar dwar xiġri f'Malta permezz tal-Wikimedia Community Malta, tistgħu żuru s-sit tagħhom fuq www.wikimalta.org jew issibuhom ukoll fuq il-Facebook fost mezzi oħra ta' komunikazzjoni online. Jiena nagħmel appuntament magħkom għal vjaġġ enċiklopediku ieħor darbora, fl-istess post u fl-istess ħin. Sakemm nerġgħu niltaqgħu dakinhar, nawguralkom is-saħħa. Vjaġġi Enċiklopediċi huwa produzzjoni ta' l-M3P Foundation għal Campus FM. Dan il-programm jixxandar fuq dan l-istazzjon nhar tat-tlieta fl-erba' nofs ta' wara nofsinhar, b'ripetizzjoni l-ħamis fit-tlieta ta' wara nofsinhar.